Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Monday, October 7th, 2024, pre-market report. We have a lot of material to go over here. Yes, I am watching what's happening here in the debt market, and I know a lot of you are as well. In fact, I hope most of you are. We need to put a few things into perspective, and we're going to do that. But I want to start off with this. There is a massive effort right now to continue to force you and me to focus on the Middle East, waiting for this attack by Israel on Iran. On Friday, what did we do? We said that there was a very high probability of a false flag event. And maybe one occurred that I missed, but I don't see it here right now. They are continuing to make us focus over there. I guess, I don't know, maybe they're going to pull off something really, really big. Because the attention with the media outlets is Middle East, Israel, Iran. It's like, you know, just keep looking. Keep looking over there, people. Keep looking over there. We're going to do something over here. So, you know, we don't want you to be aware of it. So what do I always tell you? Make sure you raise your awareness and be ready for anything that comes along. It's really the truth. Whenever they do this, we've seen it time and time and time again. Look here. Look here, everyone. Don't look over there. That's what they do. They deceive people. They distract people. They have you focus on things. And I'm not saying that this isn't something we should not be paying attention to. Of course we should. But there's so much effort into this. As a matter of fact, let's talk about it. Look at this headline from this morning. U.S. crude oil jumps nearly 3%, trades above 76. They're talking about WTI. Brent is $80, all right, as market waits for Israel's strike against Iran. Look at this headline. This is all we're seeing. Look over there. Look over there. Look over there. That should tell you something. It tells me something. And yes, we need to look at that. We need to pay attention to what's going on. As a matter of fact, this entire weekend, in case you don't know, war has been expanding everywhere. But again, what else would you expect in this kind of an environment? It's not going to stop. It's going to get worse. The funding, whatever it might be, the blood, the guts, the death, the pain, the suffering, it's going to get a lot worse. You know, let me just say this real quick, people, before we move forward. There's a lot of people who don't understand why, for example, if they're a member of the middle class, they're watching their standard of living evaporate. This is something you and I have been speaking about for how freaking long. This is also not going to stop, but you're going to hear something else, a blame game. It's, this is the reason for it. That's the reason for it. That's the reason for it. Look, we are in a depression, maybe even worse than that right now. So what would you expect to see? We got homelessness exploding all over this nation here. We got factory activity, which is non-existent anymore. We've become an import nation. Debts and deficits hyper-ballooning. This is not going to stop either. If you're waiting for some utopian society to develop right here in the United States as the rest of the world economy is collapsing as well, you're in for a very long wait, more than likely beyond your freaking lifetime. The phenomenon that we are seeing right here and right now, you and I have foretold from a decade ago would happen, and we haven't seen anything yet. People just don't get it. They're locked in what maybe was reality 15, 20, 30 years ago. The mechanism here with central banks, and they're the responsible people. Please stop with the, it's this party's fault or it's that party's fault. It's the central banks who run the economy. They run the financial markets, the financial system, the monetary system. That's who runs it all. All this other stuff, it's just a game to keep you deceived, distracted. Look here. Look here. Come on, man. What do you guys, I read through the comments. I can't believe how some of you are still locked in a paradigm which doesn't even exist anymore. It's unbelievable. But again, look, man, what this comes down to is we're being destroyed. I've been telling you this for how long? We're being deconstructed. The system, their system is being taken apart. That means we are being taken apart. They're going to institute a new system. Should sound right to you. That's where we are going. Period. Debt and deficits is the backbone of what we're seeing right now. And that's why we are being wiped out. And that's where your standard of living. The real reason is, look, You got this person telling you this. You got this person telling you that and blaming this and blaming that and blaming whatever they can think about. They will not point their finger at the Federal Reserve. Don't you understand? Why do you think there was not a single question during the presidential debate or the vice presidential freaking clown shows, both of them, okay? The whole freaking thing here. No questions about monetary policy. No questions about promises of lower rates. Nothing, just non-existent. But you must be deceived and lied to, or it's this fault, or it's the fault of that, or whatever it might be. They cannot do it. They won't do it because they're in on it. Don't you understand what's happening? Seems like a lot of you have no clue. And you're getting destroyed, and you don't understand what's going on here. Your standard of living is going to evaporate faster moving forward, period, around the world. Forget about right here in the United States. So anyway, but make sure you stay focused on this. Make sure you stay focused on Iran and Israel. Crude oil skyrocketing here. Okay. You think that's going to change moving forward? No. Every mechanism you can dream about. Commodities, people. How many times, for how many years have you heard this guy say commodities, 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 commodities? This hyper-debt situation here that we are in. This massive, highly destructive currency devaluation cycle. And both presidential candidates are promising you the same thing. The Fed's plan. They're selling you the Fed's plan. Wake up. This is going to assure that your standard of living is going to continue to deteriorate. But they're going to tell you, look at that. That's what's causing it. And that's what's causing it. And I'm the one that's going to solve that problem. You are being lied to and deceived on a scale that we've never seen before. But there are those of you that just can't snap out of it. Because you've been lied to your whole life. And when you see the truth, it makes you angry. And who do you lash out at? You lash out at me, the messenger. Anyway, look, man. War is expanding. Your standard of living is going to deteriorate as debt balloons, deficits balloon. And you're going to be told how they're going to make everything great. We're going to bring manufacturing back here. Do you realize what a joke that is? And the joke is on you. Factory orders here in the United States are non-existent. So we bring back more factories here to the United States. What do you think? You think that's going to change? Think factory orders are just going to balloon up because we brought manufacturing people? It's done. The system is over. Their system has destroyed all of us. You understand that? And we haven't seen nothing yet. Nothing. Anyway, let us move forward. Now, so, again, they're going to pull something off here. Whether it was over the weekend, which I'm not aware of anything other than they're trying to make you focus more on the Middle East. And again, you got the freaking puppets, puppet one and puppet two, blaming this and blaming that. No finger pointing at the Federal Reserve. That should tell you something. Now look, 10-year yield rebounds over 4%. I do not want you to be concerned about this. This is cash leaving the debt market, waiting to make its way into the stock market. We're going to talk more about that in a moment. Now, let's focus on this real quick. We understand what happened here since last June. Since last June, the Federal Reserve has been in here full on, full bore, hardcore quantitative easing, buying all the debt, keeping rates suppressed. In fact, uninverting the yield curve control in full effect. But I want you to look at this. So we got this sell-off in the debt market, and we know why. Because again, the stock market is going higher. But my lions, every dip that comes along, we're going to keep buying. I'm going to show you why in just a second here. Anyway, 2-year yield and the 10-year yield, very close right now. So basically flat as we're looking at this right now. I wouldn't be surprised to see the yield curve invert again. But the Fed ain't going to allow that to happen. Again, the illusion must be maintained. The Fed is maintaining the yield curve control. The Fed's buying it all. The Fed's not going to allow this sell-off in the debt market to continue. They're going to buy more. They're waiting for more cash, I believe, to come out. They're going to get in here and buy more. That cash that has come out, these are institutional investors, are going to be putting their cash into the stock market. Now, this is what we're concerned about, you and me, period. Again, this is not just squiggly lines on a page. The MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator, free to you, free to everybody. I look at this all day long myself here. There's a link in the description of this video. This downtrend is strong, although that's where we are now based upon the sell-off here that we're seeing here in the debt market and the knee-jerk higher into the dollar. It's not going to last. There's no way this is going to last. Central banks are in a race to the bottom. The Federal Reserve is going to destroy the dollar like the ECB is destroying the euro. They're all in on it together. We lose, period, the end. New system coming. This tells us what's going on here. You can look at the yield curve. You can look at the 10-year yield. You can look at the dollar, all this stuff independent of itself. But right here is a neat, I think, an amazing equation. You can follow this in real time. Again, people, this is free, man. Just take advantage of this stuff. The downtrend remains. And as long as this is going lower, this trend here remains, we buy every single dip that comes along in the stock market. We load up on commodities. Sound familiar to you? Well, I've been telling you this for like, I don't know how freaking long. And yes, cryptocurrency as well. Now, this morning, stock futures are lower. Consider the fact that this market has gone straight up. We haven't seen anything like this before in history. No, that's not true. The dot-com bubble came close to the pace at which we are watching the stock market skyrocket. We should see this. The market needs to give a little back. I've been telling you this for how freaking long. We don't get pullbacks anymore. It's easy money. It's the promise of easy money. It's both presidential selectees promising you lower rates, which means the Fed can get in here and buy it all. Right under your freaking nose. Okay, so anyway, you know who they work for. It's too easy to understand. It's unbelievable. Now, I want one more thing real quick. Okay, everyone's you got the mainstream media, the case Market Watch talking about third quarter earnings. People, you know what I'm going to tell you. Earnings don't matter. P.E. ratios don't matter. Forward guidance doesn't matter. It's all about easy money. And the Fed has already laid out their case. They've told us what they're going to do for the rest of this year and into next year, and that is keep rates artificially suppressed. Imagine our shock. Really? You mean more debt? Why is it, in your opinion, that we don't have either presidential puppet bringing any attention to this? The debt is surging higher, skyrocketing, debts and deficits hyperballooning. Neither one of them is offering us a solution here. All they're telling us is that promising us is the situation is going to get worse. They're telling us. They're promising us lower rates. And again, when a central banker hears a president, a presidential selectee, presidential people running for office promising you what they themselves, the Fed, is trying to sell you, they're having parties in the Federal Reserve. They're loving this. They can't believe that they've managed to puppetize two people like this. They turn them into puppets. Public enemy number one. And two now, it's no longer Jay Powell. And I've always told you it was public enemy number one was the Federal Reserve. No, it's these two things that are working for the Fed. They're working for the enemy. You understand that? If you're looking at this from another perspective, you are deluded, lost, and you're just done. Just understand that. It's unbelievable what we're hearing and what we're seeing here right now and how the people have been duped and dumbed down to the point where they have no idea what they're seeing. They don't understand. Again, why is their way of life? Why is their standard of living deteriorating? Oh, it's this fault of whatever's happening over here. It's the fault of it. No, no, no. Do not point your finger at surging, skyrocketing debt, currency devaluation, everything else. But again, who's going to benefit from this? Who's benefiting here? Certainly not the middle class. The one and the two percenters always win in this kind of a situation. The new money, easy money, they have access to it first. They're the ones who are able to take advantage of it. The rest of us, we just get destroyed. You understand? This system is designed, again, we are going back into a neo-feudal system. What that means is your standard of living is going to deteriorate faster. No, there's no way to change this right now. We have no representation whatsoever. We have puppet one and puppet two lying to you, making things up and selling it as the truth. And people are buying it and they're laughing at you. Not you. If you follow this blog, you're laughing back at them. You see, we possess our God-given intellect here, and that is a gift. We know when we hear the truth. We know when we're being lied to as well, because you just can feel it. Understand? I really hope you do. But most people have been robbed of that too. They've been robbed of everything. And we haven't seen anything yet, people, I'm telling you right now. So we're going to continue to take advantage of this. Well, again, let's just put this into another perspective real quick. And I've been telling you this for I don't know how freaking long. We're in a new, like we've never seen before, hyper debt expansion cycle. And that means what? The stock market is pricing that in. Multiple expansion, I've told you. The illusion of the market will be maintained. Artificially suppressed rates. Currency devaluation is going to foster the illusion of, wow, we're doing really well here. Look, no three presidents in the history of this nation, Obama, Trump, and Biden, have done more to empower the Federal Reserve. Take every single president before them combined, going back to George Washington. These last three have been servants of the Federal Reserve. You think it's going to change if Trump is reselected? You think it's going to change if Kamala's reselected? Is selected here? Because, of course, she's just going to adopt Biden's freaking plan. Duh. Okay, it's not going to change, okay? They both work for the Fed. They're promising you the same thing. The Fed's plan, and people don't see it, and they're wondering why, what's going on, because they're being told this is why it's happening, and this is why your life is miserable right now, and I'm the person to fix it. Man, oh man, oh man. We've been warned throughout history about things like this. We've seen this before. It always leads to absolute total destruction, and that's what this is, a fall of an empire. And the sooner you get hip to that, and the sooner you're going to wake up to that, the better off you're going to be. Until that time, you're going to have no idea what's going on. You're going to buy every lie, every deception that they sell you. Because again, they got you. You're done. It's so sad. Not the people that follow this blog, not you. You're too smart. And what we're going to do, people, is the same thing that we've been doing. We're not going to deviate, and that's the beauty of it. Again, betting against the debt, becoming our own central bank, taking advantage of the system, weaponizing the system, and again, making the proper connections here. Well, they're spreading hatred and division. We are coming together. Hatred and division are the enemies of mankind. It's a control mechanism, not allowing us to unify. We can't change a thing, and they know that, and they're laughing at us. We can't come together on a single issue, so we cannot elicit change. So they got us under control, under their thumb. You understand that? Snap out of it. I really hope you do today. This is your wake-up call. All right, people, look, man, we covered a lot here today. Are you understanding why you're seeing what you're seeing, why your standard of living is deteriorating? Are you starting to understand why you're being lied to, deceived, told to look here, don't look over there, why nobody here is pointing that way, not puppet one or puppet two, and you can fill in the blanks here, whoever you want, isn't pointing at the Federal Reserve at all, not saying, okay, this is the root cause of the problem here, we don't need lower rates, we don't need a weaker currency, because that's what it means. When they say, when puppet one or puppet two is promising you low rates, and again, Trump started this, Kamala adopted it. The crypto king, the crypto queen. It's unbelievable, isn't it? They're playing the game. They're talking to each other on the phone laughing. They're like, these people are buying it. They really believe that. They're probably getting it on in behind the scenes somewhere. Trust me, people are on the same page. Two wings of the same freaking bird. And they got you, or they think you do. Just done. They think that you're a mental midget on an epic scale. I know you're not. I happen to know that those of you that follow this blog are very smart. Anyway, people, look, man, what they're doing here, keep looking over there. Keep looking over at Israel. Keep looking at what they're going to do over there. Blah, 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 blah. They don't want you looking anywhere else, obviously. So that tells me they got something else going on, man. It's always the same story. All right, look, I'm going to let you all go. People, love you all from the heart. I hope you got something out of this video. If you did, I want to hear from you. If you didn't, I want to hear from you. All right? Let me know what you think about the situation here. And again, the beauty of this is we don't change a damn thing. We continue to do what we're doing. Period. Understand? Let them spread hate. We are going to spread love. All right? You tell me which one's going to win, hate or love. It's pretty much a no-brainer. Love you from the heart with all I got, people. Until we meet again later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. Take care of yourselves and each other.